Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Gerald Lucas. He is a real estate investor, coach, and professional speaker. In his new book, Dare to Succeed, co-authored by Jack Canfield, Gerald shows how passion, perseverance, and an unending commitment to learning have allowed him to meet life's challenges and achieve financial freedom. So today, Gerald is going to share his five success principles in real estate and in life. So welcome, Gerald.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. And we all know that you need to be passionate. You need to persevere to achieve anything really in life. But it's easy to talk about, achieving goals by using those strategies. So, but how do you actually find the drive to really do it?
I think that the first step really is to get to know yourself. So I'm a big proponent of using tools like StrengthFinder, for example, and different personality tests like Myers-Briggs and Jung Typology. And I won't get into all those things, but basically, you need to find out what really makes you tick and what you love. And I think the as someone who's done lots of different things until I did really finally find my passion, you've got to try different things. So it's really just trial and error. I stumbled upon my chosen profession, which is real estate, really by accident. But I think that if you're open-minded and you understand who you are and what you want, it makes it easier for you to find your passion.
Now, Gerald, do you think people stand in their own way in trying to do that?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people, for one thing, a lot of people, unfortunately, are living up to or trying to live up to other people's expectations. That's one thing. I think a lot of people also really just haven't taken the time to figure out what drives them and what they want. And that's not something that's probably going to come in, 5 minutes. It takes time and effort to do that, but it's well worth it. People definitely, I think, stand in their own way, and they often kind of procrastinate. One of the things that I do, I coach people. I'm a serial entrepreneur myself, so in addition to real estate, I've worked in software development in other areas, and I also taught small business owners how to form a corporation and how to write a business plan. And I find that people procrastinate a lot. Procrastination is really, it's paralyzing. And I think there's lots of reasons for why people procrastinate, but I think the biggest one is the fear of failure. So as author Napoleon Hill once said, your desire for success must be greater than your fear of failure. And you can't be afraid of making mistakes, because I've made plenty and we all make mistakes. But even if you were guaranteed that you were going to make a mistake right out of the gate, by acting, by not procrastinating, by actually doing something, by taking action, you're already ahead of procrastinators that are waiting for the perfect set of circumstances, which don't ever really come. Because by acting, by doing something, whatever it is, you're at least gaining experience and learning, while the procrastinators are really just standing still.
Right. And you know what? That's just like when we say, or they, whomever they is, right? They say that, doesn't matter how slow you go when you're getting up and walking, you're still doing laps around people that are on the couch. So it's kind of the same type of thought process there. And so now you talk about fear of failure, but do you also think, and I sometimes, think this is true, that there is a fear of success? That you're fearful that you will be successful, and then you have to maintain it, and then you have to go even further? Or do you think that's not really a thing?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that both those things can be are encompassed in the notion of the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So particularly if you're trying to do something that you've never done before, right? So if you're trying to do something you've never done before, there's a lot of uncertainty. You're not sure how it's going to go, whether it's going to go, you know, good or bad. But I think you need to embrace that, because it's by trying new things. You know, if you want to do something that you've never done before, you've got to become what you've never been before. So I think it's, you're right. I think it's fear of failure and fear of success. It's really the fear of the unknown. But that's, you know, but by trying different things, and trying new things, that really is going to help you find your passion, and it really makes life so much more fulfilling and enjoyable.
So what are some of your five success principles? If you want to quickly go through the five, you say they are principles in real estate as well as in life.
Well, the first thing is kind of the overarching theme of my section of my chapter in Dare to Succeed. And my chapter is called Passion, Perseverance, and the Power of Learning. And what I believe is that those three things are the primary keys to success. So passion actually gives you the spark to get started. And then the constant learning gives you knowledge and expertise. And perseverance gives you the strength to endure the temporary failure and frustration that anyone who's trying to do something new normally, you know, has to endure. So that's the first kind of success principle. Passion, perseverance, and learning are the keys to success. The second one is that a bad deal is worse than no deal at all. And I can, you know, as a real estate investor, I've had good investments and bad ones, but I was able to learn from all of them. But really, bad investments, whether personal or financial, rarely get better over time. So a lot of times, if you find yourself in, you know, as they say, if you find yourself in a ditch, you know, you got to stop digging. So if you have a bad investment, bad relationship or whatever, chances are it's not going to fix itself. So you really need to get rid of that investment or relationship as soon as you possibly can. So second principle, bad deal is worse than no deal at all. And I think that's, you know, you find a lot of people sort of in relationships, they'll choose a bad relationship rather than no relationship.
Right.
And that's, you know, not. You know, that's not really good advice. That's really not a recipe for success. The third success principle is that past successes don't guarantee future success. So like I said, I've, you know, had some successes in my career and some things that didn't go as well as I would have liked. I have in the past, you know, thought, well, you know, because I was successful in one area or one, you know, in some way, that it would then automatically translate into another area. And that's not necessarily the case. So kind of every investment, everything that you do has to stand on its own merits. So that's a third success principle. The fourth is that you don't find opportunities. You have to create opportunities. And by that, you know, people often are kind of sitting around waiting for an opportunity to happen, like, you know, like a great opportunity is going to come and tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, it's me, I'm here.
Right.
And what I've noticed is that successful people don't find opportunities. They create them from possibilities that we all encounter on a regular basis. So that's fourth success principle. You don't find opportunities, you have to create them. And then the last one is that there's no shame in admitting that you don't know something. So recognizing where you need improvement makes it easier for you to learn. And everything that we now know, we learned at some point along the way. And so by recognizing, acknowledging, oh, you know, maybe I don't know this or that, or I don't know as much about this area as I should, then that opens you up to learn. That opens you up to find other people that may have experience or knowledge in that area that you can work with or partner with. But it's a really... you know, key for personal growth.
Well, Gerald, thank you for sharing the five success principles and your ideas with us today. And our listeners can learn more about Gerald Lucas and his new book, Dare to Succeed. You can do so at his website, performanceproperty.com, along with lots of other ideas and success tips. So thank you, Gerald, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and sometimes even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com. Discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.